It's Monday, November 20th, 2006. Thanks for tuning in to this very special, extra-long, guest-hosted episode by my friend Lane. I like to think that I met Lane at an Of Montreal concert, though that's not really true. It's close to true, but it's just not exactly true. Lane is going to take you on a musical roller coaster, covering all sorts of music that you've never heard before on The Sounds in My Head, almost. So without further ado, let me hand over the reins to my friend Lane for his episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All of these voices I hear in my mind. All of these words I hear in my mind. All this music, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart. When it breaks my heart. Suppose I never ever met you. Suppose we never.
The song you just heard was called Fidelity, and it's off Regina Spektor's new album, Begin to Hope, which is one of my favorite albums of this year. It's just great pop music, and it's very surprising that she's not completely famous by now. It's totally catchy, and I think anybody would love it. My name's Lane, by the way. I am a good friend of Daniel's, whom I want to thank for allowing me to do one of my favorite things, which is share art and music that I love here on The Sounds in My Head. The music search for this episode, or the music editing process, was really difficult for me. because, like Daniel, I listen to a lot of music from all sorts of genres, and to pick just a handful of songs to share with people from this selection is challenging. But I was helped a lot by the fact that I was determined not to play anything that Daniel has played on the show. It's, you know, music you may have missed, which I wanted to play music that you may have missed on the Sounds in My Head itself. Thankfully, he's played almost all of my favorites, so it left me with a smaller pool to draw from. The song you're going to hear next is by a band called Os Mutantes, which is a Brazilian band from the 60s. They're from this art and music movement called Tropicália, which on the music side, it's this avant-garde sort of mashup of bossa nova, samba, you know, traditional Brazilian musics, and psychedelic rock, 1960s stuff like the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix. Their influence came in, and this band came out of it. This song is called A Minha Menina, which I've read means my girl.
Prateada se esconder e só dourado aparecer. Amanheceu um lindo dia, cheirando alegria, pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela. Pois ela é minha. We'll be right back.
native village in Johannesburg, there is a song that we always sing when a young girl gets married. It's called the click song by the English, because they cannot say onqotwane. Iqirha lendlela nguqonqotwane. Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqonqotwane. Iqirha lendlela hayo nguqonqotwane. Iqirha lendlela kuthwa nguqonqotwane. Hayi sele qabele gqithapho hayo nguqonqotwane. Sele qubule gqithapho nguqonqotwane. Sele
That was a click song by Miriam Makeba, a South African songstress that came to world fame in the 60s. That's just one of the coolest songs that I know. That's all I can say. The next song that I want to play is by one of my favorite musicians of all time, Huddy Leadbetter, known as Leadbelly, and just one of the most musical, melodic blues singers, I think, out there. This is a song called Goodnight Irene, which, like many of the songs I'm going to play and songs that I love, the lyrics are important in it, and I want to encourage you to listen carefully.
As young a love for you, she told me that you were too young. I wish, dear Lord, that I never seen your face. I'm sorry, evil. Good night. sorry, I guess you in my dream.
Hello, sorry, God knows I do.
Love till the sea runs dry. If Irene turns her back on me, I'm gonna take morphine and die.
For what creature was the door of egress a door of ingress? For a cat. What spectacle confronted them when they, first the host, then the guest, emerged silently, doubly dark, from obscurity by a passage from the rear of the house into the penumbra of the garden? The heaven tree of stars hung with humid night blue fruit.
Love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. Can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
That was bluesman Daniel Johnston performing True Love Will Find You in the End. And before that, from at least 50 years before, was Lead Belly's Goodnight Irene, both about true love. The next song is by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who is this completely bizarre American phenomenon. He's this singer that made his fame in the 50s with the song Put a Spell on You, I Put a Spell on You. And he's continued to perform for up until, I think he died like a couple years ago, with this bizarre stage act involving voodoo and, you know, screaming, as his name suggests. And over the years, he also, by the way, had like 70 children or something like that with many different women. Here is his Whistling Past the Graveyard.
Train with an arm full of boxcars on the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. Busted up a chaperone way out by the Kokomo. Cooked up a mess of mulligan and got into a fight. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, Papa One-Eyed Jack. You probably seen me sleeping out by the railroad tracks. Asked the Prince of Darkness about the smoke from the stack. Sometimes I kill a jackal and suck out all the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving it to the mine. A whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, Papa One-Eyed Jack. I know you've seen my headlight and the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhound, chase the devil out the corn. Last night I cracked the Mississippi, and now it's dry as a bone. I was born in a taxi cab, I ain't never going home. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, Papa One-Eyed Jack. My eyes have seen the glory of the draining of the ditch. I'm coming to Baton Rouge to find myself a witch. I'm gonna switch me a couple of them every time it rains. You gotta see a locomotive, probably think it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, Papa One-Eyed Jack. you think it's sunshine? It's just a twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack. I come in on the night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear off a rainbow and wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so how in the hell could I tell a lie? Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack.
Make this danger witness, or whatever. Without your heart, you can wish you could relate. If it's always gonna be, sit beside me on the star. If you wake me up. So you try to make it home with everybody here. More than a Sony to make the words throw up or show me the way. Stay, pick me up again. They will be there on the couch. They will make you better still. Can you be sure of anything you make? Maybe you can get a whiff. It's enough to make you gag, just enough to make you sick. And each and every day, with the concrete and the masonry, the paint that's on is dry, you can work it from your eye. And you take it from my heart as you stand alone forever. From the Roman and the surf and the cloudy, cloudy day. Just a boss thing that is pure, and it's specially for you. Like everybody's needing it, and everyone is sure. And they say, is a woman, write this down. Put the paper over there. A woman right there. this down. Put the paper over there. More than it is. No more than it is.
You just heard Is a Woman by Lamb Chop, which is the title song from their album Is a Woman, which is a great album. Also really beautiful American pop music. It's understated and lush. It reminds me a lot of Yo La Tengo or even Belle and Sebastian's Boy with the Arab Strap or something like that. They're all perfect little gems and Shudder-worthy, you know what I mean? The next song is also, I think, a gem. It's by an artist called Joanna Newsom. Her latest album is arranged by Van Dyke Parks of, among other things, Smile fame. He did the arrangements for Brian Wilson's Smile in the 60s. And they're huge orchestral violins and jaw harps and saws and timpanis, like very exciting music. I wanted to play you a clip of that, even though I can't play the entire song, because all the songs on that album are 15 minutes long. Here's a clip of the song Emily.
Butterflies and birds collide at hot, ungodly hours. And my clay-colored motherlessness rangely reclines. Come on home now, all my bones are dull, the rest with vines.
So that's her new record, and the song I'm going to play for you now is from her last record, The Milk-Eyed Mender, which I actually love even more. It's called Sadie.
So 10.
stretched on a hoop where I stitched this adage. Bless our house and its heart so savage. And all that I want, and all that I need, and all that I got is scattered like seed. And all that I knew is moving away from me. And all tumbleweed. And the mealyworms in the brine will burn in a salty pyro among the fawns and ferns. And the love we hold and the love we spurn will never. But a silence crept over me. So dig up your bone, exhume your pine cone, Sadie.
Giant bird flew Oblio and Arrow high above the floor of the forest and on towards its final destination, a huge dome-shaped object which rested high on a plateau overlooking the entire pointless forest. And as the bird landed, it released Oblio and Arrow, and the two of them slid down the side of the dome, which in reality turned out to be a giant egg. At last, it appeared as though they had finally found something in the pointless forest, which was obviously quite pointless. An egg. But at that moment, the egg began to crack. And from inside the egg came the strangest noise, followed by the appearance of a large point, attached to the head of the strangest bird, with the exception of the giant pterodactyl, either had seen. And after the exchange of a few astonished glances, the bird flew away, off in pursuit of the larger bird, who apparently was its parent, once again leaving Oblio and Arrow quite alone and as lost as ever. So the two travelers set off again, hoping to find a place to rest before nightfall. And finally, they came to a clearing in the woods, where they paused to rest beneath a tremendous boulder. And no sooner had they sat down when both weary travelers fell fast and deeply into sleep.
It's funny that when I die, my friends will get to see what kind of suit my mom buries me in. I hope it's dark blue with blue stars. I hope it's dark blue with blue stars. I hope it's dark blue with blue stars. When the priest leans over me, starts talking about Jesus and the state of my soul, please remind me we're having a funeral here, not a play. We're having a funeral here, not a play.
This song is of Montreal's Scenes from My Funeral from their album Horse and Elephant Eatery, No Elephants Allowed. Of Montreal is the band that I was going to break my rule for because Daniel's played them many times on the show, but they're by far my favorite band, so I had to squeeze them in here. Before that was a little clip from Harry Nilsson's The Point, which is a story that I loved growing up and still love. It's an album and a film, animated film, about a little boy who is born round-headed in the land of Point, where everything has a point. Buildings and the trees and the people on the tops of their heads. And he's banished to the pointless forest where that little adventure took place. Up next is Half-Hand and Cloud with Can't Even Breathe on My Own Two Feet.
And you know I'm so bad. Don't you? I'm constantly trying to compete with myself. And I see you're so,
so good.
How'd you get to the place you can show your face? And you've even got a smile on it. Now I need a new life. Can you?
Oh, I got a letter and it killed me. Tablet format, strong and sturdy. Carved with finger into heart and
got a letter and it killed me. Grab the format, strong and sturdy. Carved a finger into heart.
killed me. Tablet format, strong and sturdy. Carved with finger into hardened stone. Then I read it and I said it, and my face shone when it met it. But the glory started fading on its own.
That was Half-Handed Cloud with, first, Can't Even Breathe on My Own Two Feet, and then the most recent song you heard is I Got a Letter. Half-Handed Cloud is, I think, some sort of Christian indie popster. I don't know. He's on Sufjan Stevens' Asthmatic Kitty label. And that's really all I know. But he's amazing and plays songs with little toy pianos. So I'm going to say goodbye to you at this point. My name is Lane. I want to thank Daniel and everybody else for everything you've done for me. The music that I talked over in this episode was Jimmy Durante's You Made Me Love You, Potato Head Blues by Louis Armstrong, Umeji's theme from the In the Mood for Love soundtrack, Kite Flying Society by Mark's Mother's Ball, and Pet Sounds, which I'm talking over right now, by the Beach Boys. But I want to leave you with a song called The Sea of Love, and I'd like to dedicate this song to my little sister Ellen, whose first year wedding anniversary just passed. She's on a sort of pseudo-honeymoon right now. This song is a cover of the Honey Drippers tune Sea of Love, which is found on her The Covers record.
To the sea, the sea.